Yesterday was MLK. Shout out to Martin Luther King, if not the pioneer of our black success and black excellence further on in the future. I give up the most respect to him, because if it wasn't for him, I would not be sitting right here in front of y'all trying to tell y'all what the hell going on with this world. And if you don't know what's going on, I'm going to tell you right now, it's your GOAT. It's Mr. Too Tall, Too Fresh, Too Clean, Too Mean. Y'all know the drill by now. It is your host of the well-renowned, the authentic, the raw, Fabricated Podcast. Welcome back, boys. It is I, Fabrice Fouanje, and I'm here to kick off 2020 with you with the raw, authentic, smash mouth, uncut, no filters, none of that, Fabricated Podcast. And today, the topics I got in store for y'all is going to be dope. But first and foremost, man, what is up? It's 2020. I know y'all been waiting for the podcast. You know, I took a break. You know, school started this week, and I took a break. I was like, man, you know what? Let me take a break off trying to produce something and try to just, like, you know, live life with the family and enjoy it for family time and all that kind of stuff, you know. And honestly, it was a necessary break, and I'm kind of glad that I'm back on it, you know, and I want to grind and make sure that I can produce the best content for you guys to enjoy. So first and foremost, for those of y'all listening on, for instance, let's say Spotify, Apple Music, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, all that kind of stuff. Y'all listening to just the audio, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if you're walking somewhere or if you're at the gym or if you're just driving. Enjoy your commute, man. It's 2020. Life is short. Life is super short. Enjoy your commute. But if you want to watch the videos, because people don't know this, but if you want to actually watch, you're the type of guy who actually, like, listens to stuff like that, and but has, like, you need that visual input, then the Fabricated Podcast is up on YouTube, on the Fabrice HD YouTube channel. Just look up the Fabricated Podcast, and you'll see my fine ass face on there. So just click on that, and boom, you're set to go. But other than that, boys, welcome back. I'm kicking off the year with a dope topic. You guys are going to like this one. Your net worth versus your value. So, by definition, your net worth is everything that you possess minus everything that you owe. Why am I even talking about this? Well, I feel like, so here's the issue. In America, it's kind of sad because, like, people always want to, whenever you're talking to somebody and you want to be acquaintances with them and all that kind of stuff, they always bring up the fact, like, oh my God, who is this dude? Like, what does he, you know what I'm saying? Like, who is he? You know what I'm saying? What does he provide? What does he do? And it's like, okay, well, what is your value? What is your net worth? Because personally, I know my value, but what exactly is my net worth? And people don't know. Like, people always want to know. So your net worth is everything that you possess minus everything that you owe. It's not everything that you have. No, it's not everything. It's everything that you possess minus everything that you owe. And the reason I bring that up is because America is, like, a really, really sad place to live in. You get what I'm saying? Like, it seems as though, like, your net worth and everything that you possess really defines you as a person. Like, that's what you're identified by, not by you, but by the things that you have, and not by your own values, which is sad, bro. It's very, very sad. Like, okay, picture this, right? So you bust your ass through high school, and then you graduate college with a bachelor's degree, and then you acquire your master's degree, right? And then you secure an amazing job with that dope-ass pay. That the pay grants you, like, what? $1 million quarterly. Oh my God, God bless. So that means $1 million quarterly. In 4 months, you got $4 million. Imagine that, dog. That's crazy insane. And then you meet people, and people meet you, and they're like, I don't know, like, hi, I love the fact that you have so and so and so and so. Or they meet you, they're like, oh my God, look at him. Like me, for example. Oh my God, look at Fab. He the dude with that dope-ass Bentley. And I'm like, really? That's all you know me from? My dope-ass Bentley? Or like, oh my God, look at Fab. He the dude with the chick with the fat ass. Like, really, bro? What about me? Like, You know, what about everything that I've done? They only see me because I'm rich. Like, they don't care that I'm a big nerd. They don't care that I'm a, you know, life enthusiast. They don't care that I'm an engineer mentally. They don't care that I'm into anime. They're always like, oh my God, he just has like a Rolex or a Bentley or these materialistic things. And bro, that's just kind of sad. And it's just like, everything that you valued, worked for, or even like indexed in your life just goes out the waste. And you know, you don't really want that. You don't want that at all. And it's kind of like, what the fuck? So I say that to bring up that your net worth is important, but your value is way more important, because none of that matters if you die. You're not going to get to drive that Rolls Royce that you have. You're not going to get to, like, you know, like all that money that you have won't even matter anymore. So it's like, okay, what's the point of that? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. This is why I'll ask, like, for those of y'all listening, I'll ask you, what is your value? Like, ask yourself. You look in the mirror, you look in the mirror in the bathroom when you shower in the morning. Ask yourself, like, what is my value? What do I bring to the table? When you find that answer out, I think then you'll figure out life. You know, you'll figure out where you want to go with your life. But yeah, that's your net worth versus your value, man. And I don't know. I only bring that up because, like, it affects this whole concept of the American dream, which is my next topic, the American dream. Like, first and foremost, what the fuck is this American dream at? What is this shit? What is the American dream? Because I've been here for, like, about a decade, actually. I ain't seen no fucking American dream since. Is it to be like the Kardashians? Is it to be like Kanye? I came from Africa to the U.S. in 2009. That's when I came to the U.S. And when I hopped off, like, the plane and took my first step in American soil, I was like, whew, time to live the American dream, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna have all the fine girls, man. I'm finna meet Hannah Montana, you know what I'm saying? All the Kardashians finna be on my knees, finna be my best friends. Drake finna make a song with me. We finna be like best buds. I'm gonna join YMCMB at the time, you know, YMCMB, Cash Money Records. And then as time went on, I started to realize, like, the American dream is only an incentive to invite foreigners to work for the whites. Deadass. I like that shit. Let me say that one more time, so y'all understand where I'm coming from. Because I'm not bringing the race thing, but I'm just saying, the American dream is only an incentive to invite foreigners to work for the whites or American businesses. That's really what it is. To increase money or productivity or what have you. Hear me out now. Hear me out. Americans are the laziest people on the planet. That's a fact. We can agree on that. That's why they get upset whenever we foreigners and Hispanics and Africans come over here and take over the jobs. Well, I mean, shit, you had the key to your success a while ago. I just came in. I was like, oh, it's open? I'm going to take that. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not here to, like, bash, because I know some hardworking Americans. I'll tell you that right now. I do. But the majority just don't. Like, hey, man, how am I going to come to your soil and thrive in it and you're going to get mad? Boy, you been here for, like, how long? Come on, man. Either way, that's why I bring up the American dream, because it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And if it does exist, what do you think this American dream is? For instance, you think it's supposed to be living in L.A. and you know, going to Nobu and eating that fine-ass caviar, you know, fish and shit. You know, you're supposed to be buying 30 racks worth of, like, jewelry and diamonds. What's this American dream? Or do you think you're supposed to go to school, graduate your master's and your bachelor's, and then once you got those, you kind of just make money? You know, you make money working 9 to 5 or... you know, what have you. What do you think you're going to do? What is the American dream to you? And based off of that, well, what is your value and net worth? And is it apply to the American dream? You get my point? So it's really like, what do you want? The whole point of this is, what do you want at the end of your life, right before you're about to pass away? What do you want? Are you going to be satisfied with maybe, I don't know, like 100K in your pocket? I talked about this on the earlier podcast episode. Are you going to be satisfied with 100K in your bank account? Are you going to be satisfied with $1 million in your bank account? Or are you just happy that you're alive? What do you value? What do you need to have and possess type stuff? So sorry about the background noise. I probably should get that, but yeah. Either way, it's something to think about for sure. For sure. But before I get to this last topic, I'm going to take a quick break. Do not go far. It's the Fabricated Podcast. We'll be right back with you. If you're enjoying the podcast, Fabricated Podcast, and you would like to support, please show your support on whatever platform you're listening to. If you go to the main description, there will be a link. It'll take you to the Anchor website of the podcast. You can support through there. I believe there's three payment options of what you would like to donate. Of course, you don't have to donate if you don't want to, but it definitely helps because I do try and pull out the highest quality content as I can. I do work for your heart. I work hard so you guys don't really have to. So if you'd like to support the podcast, go ahead. But with that said, thank you guys for tuning in. Let's get back into the podcast main episode. All right. So hopefully you enjoyed that break. I don't know what was in the break, but we're back at it. And for the last final topic, you know, I always bring it back to sports, my favorite topic of times, sports, the main gist. So, there's a lot going on in the sports world. Yesterday was actually the Conor McGregor fight versus Cowboy. Then he busts his ass. Oh my God, McGregor is a beast. It just sucks that, you know, he couldn't prove it against Mayweather, but McGregor's still a dope guy, and yesterday he beat the dude in like 42 seconds. Deserves every single moment of that fight, and however much he made, what, like a couple million in like 22? That's crazy, bro. How you make that much money in that little amount of time? So big up to McGregor. Football is going great as per usual. You guys know I'm not really like a super duper hard football fan, but when it does pop up, I do tend to follow attention. Shout out to the Chiefs out here doing work. Pat Mahomes, you know, my college that I go to alumni, he's doing pretty good. Who else is going on in football? I don't know, man. Football is just crazy. I don't really follow that much, but you know, I do follow that basketball. My Lakers doing numbers. We beat the Rockets yesterday. I love the Rockets and I love Russell Westbrook to death, but you know, that's not even competition. You know, LeBron all day over everybody all day. That's not even a question. I don't even know why it's brought up. The Mavs are doing dope. You know, Luka Doncic is on fire as per usual. That man is cold, crazy. That's a cold stone stunner. Like, bro, I don't know. He's just a really talented player. You got Ja Morant, who's also, I think he's going to be Rookie of the Year. He deserves it all the way. Who else is going on? Trae Young got injured. I think he's okay now. Jimmy Butler, still carrying the Miami Heat. Even though they're not winning that much, they're still a good team. The Utah Jazz, y'all know I fuck with Donovan Mitchell. You know, that's Spadad Mitchell. That's my dog. I do love watching him. But the last topic, you know, I'm a big soccer fan, and I can't talk about nothing but my Man United fan, my Man United team, my love for Man U, and I love Man U to death. But as of late, you know what? Cue the music, man. I'm going to talk my shit. I've been a Man U supporter since fucking 2000, when I was even born, dog. I'm 20, dog. I've been a Man U supporter for life. We're not winning fucking games, dude. Yo, Scotia. How you say your fucking name? Scotia. You fucking dude. Can we win? We're always fucking losing. Can we stop fucking losing? Scotia, I don't understand. We're losing to shit teams. I don't want Fred. I don't want trash ass Fred. Fucking scores once a trimester. I don't want that dude. I don't want garbage 1 week Jesse Lingard. He hasn't scored in like months, dude. What the fuck? I'm tired of Jesse Lingard. Can we get rid of him? Figure something out, dude. Pogba needs to be on the field. I know he's injured. But he needs to be on the field. I don't fucking understand. You pay all this money and we can't win. Rashford's doing okay, but he misses the wide open shots. We lost against fucking Watford. Fucking Bournemouth, for fuck's sake, dude. How are we supposed to win? What the fuck do we do? I can't do this anymore, man. We just lost to Liverpool 2 days ago. Yesterday, actually. What the fuck? Solskjaer. Actually, you're British. You're a British Solskjaer, lad. Listen, please. Get a fucking grip. Can you just get a fucking grip with the team? I don't want to be a Chelsea supporter. I can't. I can't do it. I've been a fan for as long as I can remember, man. We haven't been this damn horrible. We've had fucking Giggs, Ronaldo on the team, Berbatov, Wayne Rooney, and now we're fucking losing. I can't do it. I can't do it. Solskjaer, I don't care what you have to fucking do, lad. Just figure it out, man. Whew. That felt good to let off steam a little bit. I'm not gonna lie to you. But yeah, either way, I'm just sitting here, I'm like, you know, I love Man U, but I can't sit up here and watch us lose every goddamn week. That's just dumb. Oh man. The podcast started quick too. I'm sorry guys, I'm sorry. But yeah. Liverpool are doing good. Shout out to Liverpool. I'm not a Liverpool fan, but I do respect the team. Firmino's on fire. I'm a Tottenham guy. Tottenham boys. You know, I'm a Tottenham boys, and I love Tottenham to death. But I'm more of a Man U fan first. So, yeah. I'm sorry. I just let off steam. But, yeah. This podcast is going to be short and sweet for you guys to enjoy. I will be having another. So I'm thinking about changing the podcast schedule in which way I upload it. I don't know if I might do every Mondays like I used to, or just do like every Thursday. But it's going to be during the week. The time you got here this, yesterday was MLK Day. So big up to Man Who Had a Dream. Shout out to him. But I'm going to start the year differently. I'm debating on whether I should make this a season 2 or just keep posting it until I let it stack as last year. But that's going to be up to y'all. Either way, I hope you guys enjoy the content because I love making it for you guys. And this year I'm coming back and I'm better. My semester is actually looking really decent. I have a chill semester. I'm looking for a job and I'm looking for internships, you know, to further improve my career and my decisions, my life making decisions, and see where I can get in life. I hope you guys really enjoy what I'm making. I think that there's going to be a lot more episodes this year. Last year I started in July and I was only able to crank out 6 episodes. This year I'm starting in January. I'm probably going to drop like 30, 40, 50. So probably 40 because it's like 52 weeks a year. And I might take a break here and there. So, But yeah, guys, that is it for the Fabricated Podcast. I hope you guys thoroughly enjoy. And remember, yeah. Not everything you hear online is fabricated. I'm out.